Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of September 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Have you upgraded to iOS 14 yet? Still having problems? Some are, some are not. One problem everybody's having, that is unless you're paying premium for YouTube, it's no picture-in-picture. We all know that iOS 14 has that big feature of picture-in-picture mode. You know, that lets you watch video in a small window while you're doing other things. Well, apparently YouTube says, you want that? You're gonna have to pay for it. And if you haven't got around to it, go see for yourself. Just go to Safari and go to YouTube. Then go ahead and take it full screen. At first, you'll think everything's fine. Pull down your playback controls, you'll see picture-in-picture icon in the top left corner. Tap that, video kind of goes into its own window before returning to its usual spot on YouTube's site. If you try to go back to your home screen while watching the video in full screen, it'll flicker and then it completely disappears. Now, from what we can tell right now, this is just affecting iPhone users. Apparently, the picture-in-picture mode still works okay on iPad for some reason when you watch videos in Safari. Now, being the fact we're coming off a weekend, we've been trying to reach out to Google/YouTube and said, hey, what's the deal here? So far, they've yet to reply. Oh, finally, a useful feature for Nintendo Switch users. User profiles. Yeah, finally, every player can have their own universal save files and settings. It's now simple to add a new user profile to Nintendo Switch through the console's system setting menus. In fact, you can actually add up to 8 unique user profiles. I mean, if you got a big family, they all have their own settings and files and stuff, and they won't bother with yours. Also, for the parents out there, there's also a set of parental controls, and that can be applied for each user profile. Now, once you've got your profile added, you'll be asked if you want to link a Nintendo account to it. By doing that, the account will give you access to online multiplayer, eShop, and a whole bunch of other features. And finally, going way back, you feel nostalgic? And when I mean way back, I'm talking about way back the machine. I'm sure a lot of us have went over there to the Wayback Machine over there at thearchive.org, just seeing how things were 15, 20 years ago even. Well, that's about to get stronger now, thanks to a team up between Wayback Machine and Cloudflare. They're actually joining forces to ensure more web pages are actually archived. By teaming up, Internet Archive has another source for URLs as well, particularly websites that use Cloudflare's Always Online service. Those are those things that create static images of web pages for clients in case their servers go offline. And as customers enter URLs to Always Online, they will also automatically be submitted for archiving to the Wayback Machine. Now, if you can believe this or not, over there at the Wayback Machine, there are currently 468 billion, yes, billion web pages. And even more staggering, about 1 billion URLs are archived each and every day. And currently, we don't know exactly how many URLs the Cloudflare partnership will actually bring on over as well. One thing's for sure, though, if you ever had any doubt, hey, it's on the internet, but surely nobody will think about this 20 or 25 years from now. Yeah, think again. Yeah, because the internet, yep, is definitely forever. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website conveniently located at britishtechnetwork.com. Sure, that's probably over there on the Wayback Machine. Should have a look and see how much things have changed here at the BTN Network over the years. As far as our current website goes, well, that's where you can find our latest blog posts and access to all of our fine podcasts and so much more. We're, of course, still on Facebook, too. You can give us a like over there at British Tech Network, on Twitter as well at British Tech, and come join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week is starting out great for you on this Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.